Welcome back to Butterfly Podcast with your host, Dr. Phyllis Pelzer, here serving intentional, inspired encouragement with you in mind and myself as well. So on this morning, rather, or if it's the afternoon, or if it's the evening, or whenever it is that you are listening to this message, know that this message is especially for you and for me on today. Because you know, like I always say, it's intentional, inspired encouragement with you in mind and myself as well, because I need it as well. Well, this just dropped down in my spirit, and I tell you that it just encouraged me. And Father God, I pray that it will encourage everyone that is listening, God, to this inspired and intentional encouragement, that they too will be blessed by this merit, by this word, God, that you have downloaded into my spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray and I pray. So listen, I also want to say to you that if the podcast is blessing you, and I really do pray and trust that it is, that you would take the time out and that you would share it with someone else as well. Remember, sharing is caring. So on today, we want to talk about fake news. Yes, fake news. That's right. You know, a former president, Trump, would occasionally say this about the media. But this is exactly what I want to focus on today, but in the spiritual sense, about fake news. And I want to come from two scriptures, 3 John and 2, and it reads, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." And then taken from John 8 and 44, it reads in the New International Version, it reads, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Yes, and the word of the Lord is blessed. So yes, so actually the fake news is coming from the enemy. You know, so many of us, amen, have been lied on or are lied to in an attempt to sabotage the great plans that God has preordained for our lives. You see, the lies are actually fake news. Yes. So it's fake news when the enemy put out a lie and says that you are not going to prosper, that you are not going to succeed. It's just fake news when he says that the situation is never going to change. That individual is going to always be the same. That is fake news. It's even fake news on for the person that he even used to tell a lie on you, and it was all in the form, matter of fact, all to allow to try to be allowed to try, just in an attempt to try to sabotage the success of your future and of my future. But God has other plans for you and I, and his plans for us is to prosper and to be in health, physically, mentally, good health, that is, physically, mentally, spiritually, and for our souls to prosper. So that's spiritual health. So on today, for the one, just talking to the one, and you know exactly who you are that need to hear this message on Butterfly Podcast today, that it's fake news. It's fake news. Remember that the enemy is a liar, and the word of God said that there is no truth in him, that he is the father of lies. So if he have used other instruments, persons who have positioned themselves to be in a position to be used by the enemy to lie on you, to tell lies on you, they will be defeated. They will not come to, it will not come to pass. You know, I was sharing with someone on last week. I said, always remember this, you know, to stand stand. The truth will always stand. That my mother told me, the truth will stand, but a lie is going to fall to the ground. And so that's why a lot of you, why you are still standing, and you're standing in your truth, the truth of the Lord. Why? Because that fake news went out about you. It's fake news that you were not going to succeed. It was fake news as you were accused of the brethren, and you were accused of certain situations and certain things that you didn't even know anything about. Amen. But I just want you to be encouraged on today. I just want the one to know today to be remembered that the Bible says that the enemy is a liar and that he is the father of lies. Know that God said in John 10:10, I've come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So God wants you to have the abundant life. God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to know that you are forgiven. Yes, we are forgiven. And what does the word say? It's the Our Father prayer, the best prayer that we can ever pray. Amen. Because in that Our Father prayer, it covers everything. And God forgives our debts as we forgive our debtors. So that's why you don't want to hold any unforgiveness or any retaliation or anything in your heart against anyone that has lied on you, a lied to you. But you just want to say, you know, that's fake news. The truth shall be revealed. Yes, and the truth is that God has great plans for you. And the truth is God is going to open up that door. The truth is that, yes, you have to go through the process. And the truth is, yes, you got to have a testimony. The truth is, yes, you may be going through some things right now. Yes, the truth is, you know, it may seem like it's not working out. But believe me, God already had the way made. God is already ahead of that situation. He's already ahead of that problem. He's already had the solution. He already has the answer. He already has a door open. The truth will be told. And look at that. Also, God said that we are supposed to be lights in a darkened world, you know? So the truth will reveal the light of Christ in your life and the blessings that God is going to bring about your life that's going to be manifested from your life. It's going to be evident that it was all fake news. Yes, it was all fake news. And you know what? Even if some of the news was true, right? Because we all, what the Bible says, that we have all have sinned and come short, right, of the glory of God, right? So God knows that, but he tells us to as we position ourselves and be renewed in our mind, as we are transformed in our mind, as we are transformed in our hearts, as we are transformed in our lifestyle. God says that fake news that went out, that you are not going to be successful and that you are not going to prosper, that you are not going to be healed, that you are not going to be delivered. It's all a lie. That is fake news. So God wants you to be encouraged today, and he wants you to just say, talk to the hand, because that's fake news. And just watch what God does, because it's fake news. And the good news is that the real news is that God said that I wish above all things, I want you to prosper. I want you to be in good health, and I want your soul to prosper. So that means in every area and aspect of our life. So no matter what the target is, that the fake news comes, that God uses the enemy, that the enemy tried to use to bring about fake news into your life or into your family or into your business or into your ministry or into your children or whatever area, just know that it's fake news, and just know that you are victorious. So as you walk about on this week, know that you are victorious and that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because it's fake news.